USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. President Biden is confirming that a bipartisan debt ceiling agreement has been reached.
President Biden delivered remarks from the White House.
Good news. We've got to just focus Speaker McCarthy, and we've reached a bipartisan budget agreement. Then we're ready to move to the full Congress.
Biden said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. Biden said the deal keeps the catastrophic threat of default off the table and protects our hard-earned and historic economic recovery. I'm Dave Collins.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy released the 99-page legislation that will get voted on Wednesday. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling the defense budget a, quote, joke in the debt ceiling agreement that was reached Saturday night. The South Carolina Republican said he wants to raise the debt ceiling, but, quote, not cripple the military's ability to defend the nation. On the other side of the aisle, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is warning his colleagues the effort to pass a debt limit deal may go down to the wire in the Senate. The New York Democrat said the chamber may stay in session right up until the June 5th deadline because conservatives are threatening to delay votes. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu will decide in the next couple of weeks if he's going to join the 2024 GOP presidential race.
I just want what's best for the party. It doesn't have to be the Chris Sununu show all the time.
Sununu on CNN State of the Union said he has the money and the support, quote, lined up. Russia launched a drone attack barrage on Kyiv as Ukraine's capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of the city's founding. Ukraine's Air Force said that it shot down 52 out of the 54 drones. Amid the rise of AI technology, the CEO of Microsoft, Brad Smith, didn't say whether or not he agrees with the call for a six-month pause, but told CBS he does acknowledge that AI needs to be, quote, under human control to keep it safe. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Another Republican could be joining the list of candidates running for the White House.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called the silent majority that is not well represented. He joined the list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Opening day at the French Open was a rough one for Americans. Sebastian Corda was the lone winner. On the women's side, Jessica Pegula rolled past fellow American Danielle Collins in straight sets at the red clay. Joseph Newgarden is celebrating his first career victory at the Indianapolis 500. Newgarden had been 0-for-11 at the Brickyard. The 32-year-old is the first American to win at Indy since Alexander Rossi in 2016. An actor best known for his role in the 1960s TV series Route 66 has died. A Hollywood Reporter says George Maharis passed away Wednesday at his Beverly Hills home after contracting hepatitis. He was 94. A Memorial Day ceremony will be held Monday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Museum in Simi Valley. The Tiger Squadron will perform a flyover. The free event will be held by the library's Gold Star Family Memorial. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.